Ashtavakra was a great master. The name Ashtavakra means 8 different types of deformities he had in his body. He was a hunchback, he was a dwarf, he was twisted out in every possible way. This was a gift from his father. His father cursed him to have 8 different kinds of deformities, and he was born like that. But an absolutely brilliant master. But somebody who is in such a broken body, who will take him seriously? People won't, you know. Even to pay attention, you must have a reasonably okay body. To draw attention and hold everybody's attention with that kind of body, take something else. But he went, because his father was a great scholar, along with him, he also went to the king's court where big discussions were happening about spirituality. So Ashtavakra got this thing of going with his father to the king Janaka's court, where some of the best scholars of the times all gathered there because this king is patronizing all of them. And when some great argument was happening, really intellectual stuff and great scriptures are being discussed, Ashtavakra stood up and said, "All this is empty talk. None of them know anything of the self. They are all talking about it. But not one person here, including my father, does not know anything about the self." King Janaka is a true seeker. He is burning. He wants to get enlightened. He looked at this twisted out body speaking like this. And he said, "Hey Ashtavakra, you better substantiate what you said. Otherwise you are going to even lose that crippled body now." Ashtavakra said, "Yes, I can." "Then what is it that you can offer?" Ashtavakra said, "If you are willing to just listen to me, just do what I ask you to do, I will see that you know yourself." Janaka said, "That's fine. I will do anything." Ashtavakra said, "I am in this particular forest. I'll be there. After this many days, you come there. We'll see." So Ashtavakra went away into the forest. After a certain period, Janaka is supposed to go. So wherever the king goes, obviously, certain number of soldiers, officers, everybody go. They went searching for Ashtavakra in the deep jungle and they got lost. Janaka lost everybody, and on his own horse he's wandering in the forest not knowing which way, and happened to bump into Ashtavakra. Ashtavakra was sitting there under a tree. Janaka came on his horseback. Then Janaka said, "Oh, we got lost, I lost my all this, that." I said, "It doesn't matter." And Janaka is just dismounting from the horse. He's on one stirrup. Ashtavakra said, "Stop. Stop right there." Janaka just stopped. He was just there in that uncomfortable position. Can you imagine that position? One leg up there and hanging onto the horse. He just hung there. Said, "Just stay." He just hung there. And then his people came and found, they saw is their king in that kind of position. They thought this fellow, this crooked fellow, has played some kind of black magic on their king. And they wanted to kill him. Then Janaka said, "Don't touch him, just leave him." And he's just there in that position, unmoving. And there he got enlightened. The most difficult posture. Then he got down. He did not seek Ashtavakra's permission to move. He got enlightened. Then he got down. Ashtavakra just got up and hugged him with tears. And Janaka was one of the few rarest enlightened kings. He didn't want to be a king after that. He said he just wants to live at his guru's feet. But Ashtavakra said, "No, you must be a king." Janaka said, "This is not fair. How can you send me away?" So Ashtavakra said, "What is fair and unfair? Let me decide. The people need an enlightened king.
So you must go.
So Janaka went and ruled as an enlightened king. Whenever I found little time, he always came back to Ashtavakra. But he ruled the kingdom with a different understanding and with a different perception altogether. So now if everybody goes and hangs on the horse stirrup, will it happen? That's not the way. See, right now in the name of modern education, you've been trained to resist anything that anybody says, because that's considered slavery. You must be your own person. If somebody says something, you must do the reverse. Just learn to listen. But that's not happening.